Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right.
On top.
It's tricky. It's tight. Here we go.
This is Dusty and Cam in the morning on 1080 The Fan.
It's tricky, 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 tricky. It's tricky to rock around.
The Seattle Seahawks pull off a 28-26 road win in Pittsburgh yesterday. Russell Wilson throwing for 274 yards. You have 151 rushing. Not a bad day at the office when you rack up 400 yards of offense, but the Seahawks playing with that fire again, winning another close one against an AFC North opponent.
Russell Wilson is special, man. 29 of 35, 300 yards. That dude, single-handed. I mean, and this is, if you watch that game, I don't know how many watched it from start to finish.
Yes.
Those two fumbles by Chris Carson,
Oh my gosh. That
was the difference in this game because this game wasn't close. Now, at the beginning, there was great push up front by what Pittsburgh was able to do is got to Russell Wilson early. And if you noticed a little bit in the beginning of the game, he was not going to go downfield. He kind of wanted to hang in the pocket a little bit. And he took a few sacks, took a couple big hits, one by TJ Watt that I thought, oh my gosh, is he going to get up? But he's tough. In the second half, though, Russell Wilson showed you why he is a top five quarterback in this league. He not only took over the game, he made dart throws and 29 of 35 to some targets now that he's never had a DK Metcalf in the history of his. Well, I can't think of a receiver that the Seahawks have ever had like him. Never. I just can't. You might be able to say, what was it, Simeon? When they're out of time, was it Rice? Not Simeon Rice.
No, he was a defensive end.
Sidney Rice.
Thank you, not Simeon. Sidney Rice was a big, tall guy, but never have had that kind of size. And then to have Tyler Lockett again, he had 10 catches. But those two fumbles, Seahawks dominate this football game. They physically dominated them up and down the football field, and that grass field's a pile of crap. That slide by Russell Wilson was scary.
I thought he got hurt.
Yeah, I think everybody kind of thought that. But this team to go on the road, you know, I've always said this, and I believe it to my core, is you are who you are when you go on the road. And congratulations to the Seahawks and the 68-year-old man that had his birthday and his 100th win. That is Pete Carroll.
Oh, nice.
As a Seahawk, 100 wins. He's been coaching for a long time. 100 wins.
You know, those Chris Carson fumbles did play a big role. Obviously, the one that got returned down to, the 4-yard line or whatever it was. But you're still looking at a defense that's a work in progress in working out the kinks because Ben Roethlisberger was not in the lineup for a lot of that game. And it took a second-half comeback where they outscored them 14-3 in that third quarter without Big Ben in the lineup. And that's really where the game, that domination started for the Seattle Seahawks. The defense is working out the kinks, but here's the thing about the NFL. It doesn't matter if you're working out the kinks. They're coming out of this thing 2-0. You opened up against Cincinnati team where we saw those kinks being worked out in week one. It was a little bit better in week two. And you get the advantage. Now you head back home to Seattle and you get the New Orleans Saints, but they're likely going to be without Drew Brees for that game as well. So you're going to be afforded the ability to work out some of these kinks, get guys a little bit more experience and still have a winning record and be in the catbird seat here in the NFC West.
I really wasn't. I mean, even with Ben Roethlisberger in there, as you were moving forward and watching that, it's not like the Seahawks didn't have any problems getting to him. They didn't have any punch. Steelers, I'm sorry. I mean, James Conner didn't. They didn't have any punch.
He got hurt
Smith,
too.
Yeah, Juju Smith-Schuster. It's not like you were watching them going, wow, what would this team have been with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell? It's a completely different team. You can't replace those guys. Now, you can have some good players, which they do. Mm-hmm. They were pretty good on defense. Not bad, but even Mason Rudolph came in and he threw a couple touchdowns, but he threw them to the tight end. But the one was on a short turnover on a tiny little play action fake. That's why I said Chris Carson doesn't fumble those two games. This is a blowout.
Russell Wilson is
two touchdowns in football. Just to let you know, in the NFL, two touchdowns is a blowout.
Didn't Russell Wilson fumble one of those? Not Chris Carson?
No. They considered it a Russell. It was on the handoff exchange.
Yeah,
because Chris Carson saw a blitz coming.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was on. Either way, it really doesn't matter. Those fumbles are critical.
Fumble. Yeah.
It's critical. But turnovers are terrible.
Big Ben went down in that game, and that's going to be a scary one. It looks non-contact. He was just throwing the football. They're saying it could be UCL, Tommy John surgery.
No, everyone's saying non-contact. I guess I disagree a little bit because the sack he took prior to that throwing motion, if you watched when he fell, he kind of fell on his elbow. Now, if it is an issue, then that non-contact, what they're going to do about it, he's going to have to maybe require surgery. You know, surgery is always the last line. Hopefully, if this guy, if there's anybody that you think that can play through injury more than Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, the guy's always a walking injury bug.
Yes.
He just, for some reason, he'll go to the locker room and he'll Willis Reed this thing the rest of the season. So hopefully he's not out. There's enough quarterback injuries already early in the season. We don't want to see guys like Ben Roethlisberger out of the league.
All right. Well, 55305, that is the better you today, Texan. You mentioned DK Metcalf. He is a big body receiver. They use a second round pick on him out of Ole Miss. And it's not just the body, but he's got speed downfield. One of the big question marks about DK Metcalf was his ability to get in and out of breaks. He's a great vertical passing game. We know the jump ball ability. He looks like more of a defined receiver than he did in the preseason, in the videos that we watched during camp of him route running and just being a presence as a route runner.
Yeah, and the thing about the NFL is what changes. You'll watch a lot of guys in college football, and here's what college football will do to you as a wide receiver. You'll face a lot of smaller DBs, but you're asked to do some very precise route running, mm-hmm. and you're asked to come in, like you said, in and out of breaks, and you put a guy in a system, and you say, let's make this guy run a lot of 5 and 10 yard quick routes, and okay, they can do that, but their forte is size and ability. DK Metcalf is not going to be a guy that's going to be, you're asking to run 12-yard digs and things that are going to be moving within the middle of the field. He is an outside edge receiver because he is a big body. And if you watch where that touchdown throw was, it was on his body, a couple back shoulder throws. He's a guy that's a vertical route runner, and he's going to give you those small interior. He's not Julio Jones yet. Can he become Julio Jones? By the way, it was a great play last night.
Oh, unreal.
He can be. He has that kind of ceiling. I believe he has that kind of size, that kind of speed, that kind of ability. But I'm not asking him. You have your shifty guy, which are Tyler Lockett on the inside, because you lost Doug Baldwin. And then, oh, by the way, welcome back, Will Dissly.
You know, I'm
not
just
an explosive tight end, not a guy that's going to blow you away. But he just got down the middle and caught a couple touchdowns. It's a nice little answer for him.
You know who DK Metcalf kind of reminds me of that Brian Schottenheimer had before? Braylon Edwards. Remember him with the New York Jets?
Yeah, Michigan.
He's a 6'3",
yep.
Big body guy, but he was a really good athlete,
yeah.
But he was a quarterback that they moved to wide receiver, and he was one of those guys, in college, he was a quarterback that they moved to wide receiver in college, and he's one of those guys that you were like, he doesn't run great routes, but he's fast, mm-hmm. he's big, he can make those plays, and they found ways where they got the ball in his hands on, like, you know, fly sweep action and reverses, and then just getting the ball down the field and back shoulder throws that they use with Mark Sanchez. Braylon Edwards wasn't like this Pro Bowl, all-pro wide receiver, but he played big roles in huge games for them.
And also, too, this is going to be the first time DK Metcalf has ever had a quarterback that will throw the ball with precision. That's another thing that happens. Suddenly, when you go play with a top-five quarterback in the league, like a Drew Brees or a Tom Brady or even a Ben Roethlisberger and a Russell Wilson, he's going to have throws that he's never seen in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, these balls are on my back shoulder. Oh my gosh, they're on my hip. That touchdown throw, I know he caught it twice. Maybe he caught it three times. Those are things that he's looked at and go, I've never had that kind of quarterback throwing me the football. That's what's going to elevate his game, make it look so much better.
All right. How do you feel about the defense, though? You said not really concerned. You thought it was going to be a two touchdown game had they not had those fumbles. The defense, and especially the secondary, still looks like they're a little bit unsure. I mean, it's not like Pittsburgh threw the ball all over the field on them, but we also have to remember, you know, Big Ben out and James Conner went down for a stretch as well.
You look at that linebacking core, It's as good as anybody in the NFL. I know the everyone's going to want to gush over the Cowboys. Tell me that KJ Wright and Bobby Wagner are not one of the best.
With Kendricks back
there.
Oh
my
too.
Gosh, Michael Kendricks makes a difference. You have Jadeveon Clowney coming off the edge. He is terrifying.
Bradley McDougal.
That's their secondary has a little bit of question, but they're not off. Shaq Williams is still very, very good. Shaquille Griffin, is still very, very good. That's a good team. That is not this team. I'm telling you, after watching what San Francisco did to Cincinnati, which blew me away, and you get to see how good the Rams are. This division is, oh my gosh, it'd get very exciting.
You know, and that is something that's why I said they can work out the kinks and kind of grow together over these first 2 weeks. It doesn't matter how you get there. You're 2-0 and they won two one possession games, tight games. That is the NFL. You won on the road. You won at home. And then this week, New Orleans comes a calling.
And then guess what, Seattle? You know what? This is the first time we're – not just Seattle, but Seahawk fans. This is the first time you're 2-0 since 2014 when you went to the Super Bowl.
Oh. How'd that end? Is that good?
I mean, 2-0 is better known, too.